resistance. How does resistance show up in our lives as entrepreneurs?
Oh, it shows up in so many ways, and it's so clever that it disguises itself, so we don't even always recognize it. And I have to say, until I read Stephen Pressfield's The War of Art, I was somewhat oblivious about resistance. And what I know now is if we don't recognize it and check when it occurs, it will get the upper hand. In the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, one of the lines that I love so much is, we're dealing with alcohol, cunning, baffling, and powerful. And I think those three words describe resistance too. Cunning, baffling, and powerful. And that sounds kind of scary, but it really isn't once you learn to identify it and stop yourself, stop from letting it take over. So it shows up in a lot of different guises, and probably the one that we're most familiar with, and when we hear resistance, we think of this immediately, and that's procrastination. Knowing that there's something we want to do, but we just don't manage to get going on it, or we keep putting it off and finding reasons not to do it, not make it a priority. Another big one that I encounter all the time with people that I talk to is self-doubt. And that, you know, and our resistance is also aided and abetted by our friends and family and people who kind of amplify those voices and say, oh, are you sure you really should quit your job? Isn't it kind of risky in this economy? You really better hold on to what you got, that sort of thing. And that leads me to another one. What we often think of as being rational and thinking rationally about a decision often is actually resistance, keeping us from making the optimal choice. Another popular way, and I think this is true for, it's certainly true for me sometimes, and I think it's true for a lot of people who are self-employed, is busyness. Busyness, often working on things that make us feel like we're doing something, but what we're doing really isn't contributing to what we most want to accomplish. So we're just too busy to get around to doing the things that scare us. That resistance keeps saying, you better not go there. It's dangerous. Another way it shows up is that, and that's very closely related to busyness, is an urgent chore of a low priority. One of my favorite quotes comes from the writer Jesmyn West, and this is such a great metaphor. And she says, whenever I'm writing a book, I never get out of bed, because if I get out of bed, I always see something that needs dusting. And that's exactly what I'm talking about here with this urgent chore of a low priority. Another way it shows up is simply avoidance, not thinking about it, just paying no attention to that thing that we most want to do. Another huge tool of resistance is perfectionism. And I have always been very grateful that that hasn't been one of the things that I've had to deal with in my own life. But when I've been around people that are perfectionists, I see how debilitating it is. And I spent several months staying with a cousin several years ago. And shortly after I house sat for her and was with her, she became seriously ill. And she was a perfectionist, and I used to just watch her just kind of spend the whole day in paralysis because she couldn't start anything unless she was absolutely certain of the outcome. And when she eventually died, her nephew found notes to herself all over the house that said, redo will, which she had never, of course, gotten around to doing it because she couldn't do it perfectly. So Perfectionism, of which I believe is a curable disease, is also something that can keep us stuck. Another thing that we need to know about resistance, there's a wonderful quote from a woman, I think her name was Lady Grantham. I have no idea who she was. I assume some English noblewoman, who said, "Troubles like babies grow larger with nursing." And resistance is the same way. It grows larger with nursing. So if we coddle our resistance and give in to it, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger.